Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to see you in the place of worship. You are at the right time, in the right place with? Amen. Amen. We have a few announcements. You can find some information in your bulletin. I just want to highlight some of them. As you know, men's Bible study going on Saturday morning. You can join anytime, and it's going to be a really good chance to talk with people and share life. And also, Wednesday morning Bible study will begin on September 13. This time, we will study the Gospel of Mark. I love the writer. She's an amazing professor, and so it's going to be a really good time to talk about the Gospel of Mark. Mark has a unique characters, so we will talk about it. If you want to join, please talk to the office or to me, and you can join us. And please find the attendance pad, red one. You can write it down, and please, I told you last week, yeah, you can write it down your name, or if you need my attention, please write it down. Call me ASAP. Yeah, that's good, but do not write down your credit card number. I don't need that. Thank you. And here's my joy. We have a new admin assistant in the office. Yeah. Her name is Diane Lopez. During the week, she took a training, and so far, it's been really good. You can stop by the office and say hi and welcome her. But still, you know, we are looking for a custodian, so if you know anybody around who might be interested, please let the step parish know. They have been working really hard this year. And we will have a new confirmation class starting on the second Sunday, September 10th. So please remember the class and the kids in the class. So please remember that. And I'm planning to have new membership class. So if you want to be a member of the church or, oh, I want to learn more about what we believe and how the church is going, please let me know. We need to find out. And in the fellowship hall, you may find we have a lot of announcements today. In the fellowship hall, you may find a sign-up sheet and Wesley nomination. So it is a season. A nomination team will gather, and you can volunteer or nominate your friend or family members. I think this person will be really good for this team. So please write it down. And chili cook-off is coming almost in a month. Yes. Be ready. Another good chili cook-off and dessert. So, okay. And all right. Now, let's gather our mind and worship God together.
Please stand as you are able. Gracious and loving God, bless us with your presence as we worship this day. Bless us with your love as we grow in love and mature faith. Bless us with your guidance as we give ourselves in you, to your church and to your work in God. And our opening hymn is A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
Oh,
be seated. Happy birthday! Yeah, it's today's it's birthday, and don't forget to take your flowers after worship, okay? All right, yes. And also Carly and Glenda and Louis, please say happy birthday, yes. And Steve. And we have a couple who have wedding anniversary, Mark and Sharon. You can send a card or make a phone call to celebrate their special days. Let me invite you. What joy you want to share as a family and prayer request to God? It's your turn.
I have a joy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, some of you might be surprised. Oh, I heard the voice from the heaven.
Yeah. Oh, and I will say, it's also, in all seriousness, it does allow us to listen to the Word of God and just focus on the cross.
Uh-huh.
And instead of a person, to just let our mind be more fully absorbed in Scripture and prayers. So it's just a little something different.
Oh, yes, yes. And thank you very much. Yeah, that's the joy.
Prayers for Rita's mom, who's on a cruise right now. She left yesterday early, and she's on a short cruise up the northeast of Cape Verde. And she's prayers for safe travels.
Oh, yeah. Dala is having fun. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Now 14, right? Yes, yes. And other joys and concerns? Would you please remind us of her name?
Becky.
Becky, yes. Please remember Becky's family in your prayers. Thank you. Thank you. Today it's much cooler. It's my joy, right? During the week, oh yeah, it was 100. Right. And please continue to have Misty Gloria Rodriguez order. She started her chemotherapy treatment, so please remember her in your prayers. And oh, I didn't write it down. Okay, but please remember Fabian Plummer and her husband John in your prayers. John has been physically weak and emotionally exhausted. He has been in the hospital quite a long time, and Fabian is taking care of him. She needs our prayers, so please remember her and John in your prayers. And you may hear me, little bit, my voice is a little bit down. Yeah, my allergy is killing me again. Maybe after a couple of hot days, it's coming again. So anyway, so please remember the people we named. And also please remember the people in Hawaii. And now let's turn to God and pray. Holy God, this morning we have gathered in your name, Lord. God, we share our joys and concerns, spoken and unspoken, because we believe in you, God. You listen to our prayers. God, as we come close to you as we are. Receive each one of us. Restore our mind. Renew our spirit. Lord, lead us this day and make us new by your grace. Give us your vision and will to love more and embrace this world of need. We have many people who are physically and spiritually challenged. Remember each one of them, and Lord, touch their body and let them feel that they are not alone but surrounded by your loving presence and our prayers, God. We also pray for the family who lost their beloved one, God. In this time of mourning, God, let them see you, let them have faith, and let them find hope, the hope of the reunion in you. Lord, we witness so many struggles around the world. People are suffering in Ukraine and Russia. And people are suffering by fire in Hawaii. And people are suffering by earthquake and so many disasters. God, remember each one of them. Give them strength and hope to be restored, to find their human dignities by your love. And make us your hands and voices to be walking with you and working by your love. In all things, at all times, we give you thanks. And be with us and help us be with you. With all our hearts and mind, we pray together as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now,
seated. Let's sing together, Walk With Me, verses 1 and 4. Mount Carmel, Moses, your
The first is Chronicles 4:10. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from hurt and harm." And God granted what he asked. From Galatians, "And it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And I, the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." In Acts, "In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your son men will see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. A friend of mine, he shared a secret. Years ago, he said he also has a seasonal allergy. Yeah, mine is like sinus and stuff, but his one was tears, crying. So one day, allergy attack Sunday morning, and during the service when he preached, he cried a lot, and people thought, "Oh, our pastor was spirit." Filled. He made an amazing preaching with crying. And he said, "Don't talk to my people anything about my allergy." Today we will continue to talk about the prayer of Jabez. We've been talking about this. Technically, it's been 3 weeks, Jabez. He's an incredibly mysterious person in the Bible. When you read history books in the Bible, especially the First Chronicles, you find it very interesting. You find this guy, the mysterious guy, whose name was Jabez. His prayer speaks to us a profound and compelling lesson. That is, your prayer matters. The prayer matters in our lives. Asking for God's favor is acceptable and even commendable because God knows you and God loves you and God cares about you even when we feel disappointed, frustrated, and depressed. Then you feel all alone. Even at the moment, your prayer matters because God is walking with you, even in that dark moment. So now let's pray the prayer of Jabez together. Let's read it together. "Bless me, O Lord, and enlarge my border, and have your hand be with me, and keep me from hurt and harm, so that I may overflow the abundance of your blessings with others. Amen." Amen. Amen. And last week I said I want to extend this prayer to our beautiful community and local community. So let's read it together. Let's pray that again. "Bless us, O God. Bless our church and enlarge our border. Have your hand be with us and keep us from hurt and harm so that we may overflow the abundance of your blessings with others in our local community, the country, and the world." I love it. And the best part is, the first one is bless. It's like conversation. We make conversation with God, asking God. And the second one is, it doesn't just stop. Okay, God, bless me. But it extends the circle. And think about the people around us. So Bruce Wilkinson, in his book, The Prayer of Jabez, he points out a few messages from this prayer. The first, he says, God wants us to pray for God's favor. God wants to make communion. God wants to make life together in our lives. When Jabez asked for God's favor, the Bible says God granted what he asked. So God wants us to pray. And the second one is God wants us to pray for God's favor in every daily lives and our ministry to honor God and to serve the people. All the people. So it is so important whenever we read the prayer of Jabez, it says for others. Blessing is not just for me. God wants us to pray for others. And the third, God wants us to pray for spiritual power so that we may do God's work. We may be a better disciple every day. We may make improvement. And the last one is we need to pray for God's wisdom, encouragement, courage, and strength. For what? To renounce evil. To renounce evil and not fall apart from God. I think I like his point. The first one, we need to pray. We need to pray for God's favor and do the better ministry in our very lives. And the third one is spiritual power to be more effective. And the last one is wisdom in our discipleship. So praying for God's favor might be simple. God, bless me, and enlarge my border. But living our lives with this prayer literally takes courage. Indeed, our discipleship takes courage, boldness, and humility. And it leads us to approach the presence of God. With this prayer, we trust in God and ask God to lead our lives. It is not simply asking for something, but it is our dedication and commitment to live our lives by God's will. And it is the prayer of God, asking for God's favor, and at the same time, we decide to walk with God in every aspect of our lives. So we seek blessings, not for our benefits only, but to extend the horizon of our lives and ministry, dedicating our lives to the service of God in every aspect of our lives, in our relationship with our family members, friends, and neighbors. This work, this endeavor is not tainted by greed, but rather fueled by the Spirit, a desire to share the overflowing abundance God has given in our lives and our heart. We have expectation and anticipation of what God will do in our lives through us and with us. This prayer might be simple, but it's profound and powerful because it begins with our trust, our faith, and our acknowledgement of God in our lives. I love the metaphor in the Bible, clay and the potter. It's beautiful. It tells us intimacy we have with God. Just like clay relies on the skilled hand of the potter. we place our trust in the loving God as we navigate our daily lives. And the prayer of Jabez is not just a series of words asking for blessing. It becomes a matter. It becomes a tool to change our lives. It embodies the essence of our reliance on God's character as we work to live our lives. Galatians 2:20, it says, "It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." And we find the essence of the discipleship in this verse that emphasizes we dwell in Jesus Christ and Christ dwells within us. That's the connection and relationship we have with Jesus. It should be the foundation in our lives and ministry that defines who we are. We dwell in Jesus, and Jesus dwells in us. And that relationship with Jesus defines who we are as an individual and as a church, the body of Jesus Christ. The church, it was initiated by Jesus, not man-made, Jesus-made. And our individual and collective relationship with Jesus defines who we are. And by the grace of Jesus, we become children of God, and we are called to be a community seeking wisdom and embracing Jesus' will, not just in the sanctuary, but everywhere we go, in the footsteps of the early Christians 2,000 years ago. We also find the meaning of being a Christian, and we gather, pray, and seek God's presence in our lives. So, you and I, we have so many limitations, challenges. These days, I'm thinking about the time so many times. We are trapped in times. Time, it is constantly moving. We cannot buy even 1 second. We cannot change anything that happened 5 seconds ago. We are trapped. None of us can be free from this time going on. And none of us can be free from the end of our lives. We have encountered many challenges. We feel like we are overwhelmed when you think about all the bills you need to take care of, all the things to do you need to do, and all the people you have around. Sometimes we are walking in a dark moment, not knowing where to go and what to do. And at the moment, what you have learned from thousands of the people in the Bible and all the saints, we don't run away from God, but run into God. And it is the time to seek God's favor, wisdom, guidance, and protection more than before. When we are tempted and doubtful, it is okay. It is okay. But we need to remember it is not the sign of our weakness or our failure, but a testament, witness to our faith in God. We depend on God. God's wisdom, strength, and guidance light our way through this darkest time. From the beginning, the church, we learned that Holy Spirit who descended upon the people 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit radiates the transformational power still in our time dwells in them. And this Spirit, who have made amazing work with the people 2,000 years ago, the Spirit continues to work in our hearts, fueling our passion and guiding us with the strength as we rely on God and walk with God. So we have so many challenges in our lives, yet, and all the challenges and circumstances do not limit the work of the Holy Spirit when you trust in God. God's protection and provision extend to all the people. We can see God's inclusivity because I think that was these three Bonhoeffer. He said, when I think of myself, I don't know how God chose me. I agree with that. When I think of myself, my mistake, my greed, all the stuff, I'm questioning why God still loves me. But he continued, when I think about God's love and grace, there is no way to run away from God. That is God's inclusivity. God welcomes all of us. That God's inclusivity symbolizes God's intention to equip each one of us to fulfill our purpose in life. By the Holy Spirit, we gain the capacity to speak God's truth and receive divine vision and dream profound dreams. The Holy Spirit makes bridge the gap between God's will and my limitations, God's work and my limitation. And Holy Spirit is the channel through which we can experience God's work in our lives. Let's pray one more time the prayer of Jabez. The next slide. Let's pray. Bless us, O Lord. Bless our church and enlarge our border. And have your hand be with us and keep us from hurt and harm so that we may overflow the abundance of your blessings with others in our local community, the country, and the world. Amen. Amen. This prayer captures our trust in God's boundless grace and love. And we commit ourselves to honor God, honoring God and serving others with the same overflowing blessing that we receive. Our individual and collective faith journey as a community beckon us to embrace the transformational power, the Spirit that illuminated the life of disciples thousands of years ago, that is still available to you and me, breathing new life into our spirit, guiding us every day. It can happen only when you have trust in God and dwell in Jesus. I think the prayer of Jabez is like a map that helps us navigate our way. It is all about being brave, staying humble, and believing in the good things from God. This prayer encourages us to expand our influence on the service of God and the people around us and make a positive impact with hearts embodied. We approach God's presence and acknowledge God as our Potter who molds us with love and grace. In our faith journey, we are called to be the body of Jesus Christ every day, not just Sunday morning, embracing God's inclusivity and embodying steadfast love. In the middle of all the challenges and uncertainty, the prayer of Jabez and God's promise stand as an unwavering foundation, guiding us to move forward and manifest God's love. As we finish, as we wrap up this sermon, I just want to remember this. God is walking with you and working in you. And the God of the universe is calling you and me to dwell in God. Bless us, O Lord. Bless our church and enlarge our border. Have your hand be with us and keep us from hurt and harm so that we may overflow the abundance of your blessing with others in our local community, the country, and the world. Amen, amen, and amen.